Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Welcome to Ask the Manager Mondays, your chance to ask Better Together General Manager Kevin Undergaro and Assistant General Manager Kelsey Meyer your questions about the Better Together brand and questions about life in general. And now, your managers, Kevin and Kelsey.
Sometimes we were on video, so you could see the Kelsey dances. It's interesting, a little more subtle on classic rock rather than like it's not as spiritual or soulful.
Of course, we gotta keep it cool for Elvis.
You guys, yes, it's an Ask the Manager Monday, but I realized, you know what, the managers here at WSBK Channel 38 Boston and the Better Together brand have a responsibility. I was not realizing that. This is your Monday.
Nice.
This is where all of we, the collective, from the IFF Foundation. This is not our day.
No.
No, okay. So like Friday, that's our day.
Right.
So if you subscribe to Regular Guy Friday, and I know many of you do, and we are grateful, you understand the whole work scam thesis. Okay, or the work scam ratio. You can scam all you want, but you have to work.
Yes.
So, today starts the work until Thursday, but we have this responsibility. Like, why can't the work still be fun? Right?
It can.
So, you know, we have our lovely British announcer. Pooja just. A little dry sense of humor. Pooja. I said, we need something to lift everybody up on Monday. And Pooja goes, doesn't the English lady do enough?
So funny, Pooja.
She primes me.
She primes me.
You guys, everyone out there, you're a hunk of burning love.
Yes. Don't forget it.
Oh, by the way, listen. No, the meat of the sandwich is still the week. And Kelsey, you and I talked about this. We don't love our Sundays.
No.
We get
Sunday scaries.
Right, Sunday scaries.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday,
definitely.
Yeah. Friday, yeah, all about
you know,
it.
This is even
totally here for Thursday.
This is sick. And I don't know about you, Kev. I even get a little bit of on Saturday because I know the next day's Sunday.
We have to explore that hangover because I have that too, and it goes back to school. Not wanting junior high, high school, and just being like, oh, no, please, no.
I know. But I never had that, so I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder where it comes from. Well, I'm sure there are minds far smarter than us.
Yes.
You know, we are here managing a very small television station on UUHF channel, so, you know, we know what we know.
Mm-hmm.
But it is Monday and the meat of the sandwich. And I do, I actually love these 4 days because I like the GSD. This is the this is the time we can accomplish things.
Yes.
You know, this is, yeah. So you know what? With that being said, thank you very much, Mr. Presley.
Thank you.
Yep. Let us take our first question on this edition of Ask the Manager Monday. So co-manager Kelsey.
Yes, sir. Got my papers ready.
Okay, what do we have?
All right, our first question is from Erica from Toronto, and she wants to know, hey, Kev. Hey, Manager Kev.
Hey, Queen.
How do you keep going when you don't have any motivation? How do you stay motivated? This can be mentally, physically, when you want to give up on work, working out, and when you feel drained. Help me.
Okay. I will give you the low vibrating way that I've done it.
God.
But the high vibe, and then I'll offer the high vibe, right? So I'm with you. I'm with her in that when I go over the high vibrating way, that it's me trying to find my motivation. I got all sorts of stuff going on with my body, and between probably like mold and fungus and something else. I mean, maybe like it's like a perfect storm right now of things. And so motivation for me has never been harder. And in fact, just wanting to do things, like having a list of things. I came back from, you know, I came here this fall and had a list of things to do things. And I love getting things done. And I feel that I love that sense of accomplishment when you get something done. Mm. But normally what I would have done in 3 weeks is now going on many 3 months, 4 months, and I'm still not, I'm plodding through things. And that's really hard for me. And, along with, you know, not getting those things accomplished that you want with this lack of motivation, you also start beating yourself up. Yes. And you get ashamed of yourself. You get down on yourself. Then that's not good either. But let's back up. The low vibrating way. Well, I've talked about this before. Anger. You know, every time I didn't want to get out of bed, I thought of my late father, who literally worked himself to death, gave every bit of himself to everybody. And I think of some of the people that wronged him. And I was like, no, the only win we're going to get, Dad, is me getting up and being successful. And then there were times where I thought of the people who wronged me, where I got effed, as you know, from me being part of the IFF Foundation with 99% of America. But
even though you did turn in your badge.
But. I did. But like, I still have the tattoo on my rear end. You have to get it tattooed on your rear end. It's part of the initiation.
Okay.
And no matter how many times I have the laser remove it, you still see the faded IFF letters right on my left cheek. Poor Maria. I would just be like, you know, especially 30 years ago, I was like, I'm not going to take revenge on anyone who does anything bad to me. Italian culture, if you know, if you've watched any movies, it's kind of based on something. especially Boston ones. Yeah, we could be a little vengeful. And like, I think of myself in my teens, my early 20s, that's what I was. And then when you kind of realize, you know, where that leads to, you surrender it. And I did, and I've held to it for decades. So then the only thing to do was say, okay, if I'm wronged or I feel wrong, I'm going to just make myself better. So I will say for the first, almost three decade long journey in Hollywood, any success I have is based on that anger. It was like, there were times I just didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to go to the gym. And then there were times where, you know, I couldn't even do things toward my career because I was so badly devastated from things that were done to me. But I would say, okay, what can I can control? Well, I can get in the gym and I can improve my body. I can keep improving. And it was that drove me. But for me, that had a shelf life and I think took a heavy toll on me. And by the way, I don't want to change anything. I'm grateful because that's the best state to be in anyway, in a state of gratitude. So I'm grateful that it got me this far. But it, as the saying goes, that got me to Egypt, but it's not going to get me to the promised land because anger, you know, eventually, you know, you get tired and exhausted. And part of the condition that I'm in, yeah, some of it is probably exposure to mold when I did some renovations. And I think, you know, and maybe I had tick bites, maybe a radioactive spider, you know, just for Pooch,
right.
You know, for the young kids and the Spider-Man fans.
Right, right.
Of course.
But no, I think that a lot of the reason it knocks me down is because I am just so depleted. And I think that that does deplete you. However, if it's that or nothing else, or that or like abuse yourself or, you know, or don't do anything to get ahead. No, I would rather you do that. But let's go to the high vibrating way. So I think the high vibrating way is going to be being in a state of gratitude, you know, not beating yourself up when you don't do things. And I know specifically in the question, it was going to the gym and things like that. Well, you know what? And we've had people on the show tell you this. You don't have, if your workout is usually an hour or 45 minutes, it doesn't have to be. Go for 20 minutes, go for 10 minutes, even just go for 5 minutes and do something. You know, I'm at a place right now where I will tell you, I tried to lift weights last week and I thought it was very lightweight and it was. And for whatever reason, what's ever going on in my body, I felt as though I was poisoned. And so I cut the exercise in another half and I cut the weight in another half. So, I mean, almost like the most minimal amount of weight, but I did it and it did tighten up my muscles. It made me feel good. And I was saying, okay, I'm okay. So you don't have to do all the things you think you need to do. Number one and number two, the things you do, you don't have to do them in that extreme. If you just get in the habit, so if it's, I go back to exercise, if it's just going to be your 3 days a week and it's 5 to 10 minutes, great. Or you don't get to go to the gym, but you say, okay, well, I'll walk to the coffee shop and back, like whatever it's going to be. I think those are the things. I think running lists are nice. You know, I know having them, some people can do them on their phone. I can't. I need to see it in front of me. So when I have lists of things to do or accomplish or remind me of, that helps. But the mentality that it's a marathon and not a sprint in everything. Everything's a marathon, you know? So if you do things, if you accomplish things in the marathon way rather than the sprint way, the effects will be longer lasting. If you get success running a marathon, if you in the with a marathon mentality, which is like little baby steps a little at a time, chances of you sustaining that success are far, far greater. It's like when you hear people do the crash weight loss and then they gain it back. Right. But then the people who, like Maria, lost it over a year and a half, never gained it back. Mm-hmm. That's the same with success.
Right.
You know, you take 30 years or, you know, 10, 15, 20, whatever it is to accumulate, you know, if it's financial success, let's say, then the chances of that going away in one swoop are far less. And if you see if you're watching any streaming TV right now and you see the girl from Dope Sick, or, you know, you see some of these like kind of, I don't know, lottery ticket winners in turn, you know, it usually goes fast for that same reason. So, always a struggle. And I think too, you know, what are your dreams and goals and what brings you joy? And if certain things just don't make your heart sing and don't bring you joy, then maybe you don't do them. Or you find the things that are the closest to it. And I think when you know what your overall goal is, in terms of motivation, what your overall goal is, maybe it is weight loss, or maybe it is to get your body in shape, or maybe it's something else. If you know that's the overall goal, then you can think of all the decisions you're making in your day, are they serving that goal in your week? And you can say to yourself, you know, it doesn't really get me there. But I think just slow and steady,
yeah.
A lot of self-forgiveness right now. This is a very crazy time. Since COVID, you know, has been nutty, politically nutty. And then, you know, social media is out of control. I mean, this is a lot. So you got to really not go so hard on yourself, because it's funny because I think somebody's I was at a meeting that last week with people in the movie business, and they wanted my opinion on the Will Smith thing. And I said what I said on our show, which is like, hey, I just would love to see the two work it out and not all of us get involved. He's a good guy. He's a good person, Will. And he made him, you know, he snapped. But do we not think the last two or three years hasn't taken a toll on him? Yes, he's a movie star. He's a multimillionaire. I get it. But he's a human being, too. And I just, and they were like, you know, we didn't even think of that. Like the last, so for anybody right now struggling with motivation, struggling, it's okay. Guess what? The whole world is right now. Everyone is a little off right now. And, you know, the few, very few people aren't feeling off right now are either like, you know, highly, highly evolved or they're in denial. They're just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I hope that helps. I get it because I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm. I think that was a good answer, though. Slow and steady.
Yeah, slow and steady, and self-forgiveness. Don't be down on yourself.
Yeah.
Only to the degree that it keeps you motivated, but if it's too much, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Well, that's where like, and you've talked about this on a previous Ask the Manager, but lists are amazing, but also lists can be
heavy
overwhelming,
too.
Right?
That's right, because then you feel like, so yes, thanks for saying that, Kelsey, because sometimes a list can be like, oh, and there's five more things I'm not accomplishing.
Right, right. So be kind to yourself.
Yes, yeah. And you know, and okay, last, I'm glad we stayed with this. Scheduling. Something I haven't done. And I still want to do, schedule out. So the workout or the hour I'm going to, I want to meditate more. Okay, schedule that out. Or I want to paint this painting or I want to organize the attic, whatever it's going to be. Schedule out. I'm going to give it an hour. I'm going to tinker and I'm going to leave it alone. Mm-hmm. You know, Monday at this time.
I like that.
Scheduling is a big thing that will help. And then sticking to it. And again, not thinking you have to go to any extreme in that 1 hour block. You might just get a little in. That's okay. You know?
Love it.
Shall we take our break?
Yeah.
I know we have, can you tease some other questions? We're asking the questions.
Yeah.
What subjects, Kelsey?
Yeah, this one's a good one because I know that a lot of us feel like we either have ADD or ADHD or constantly distracted.
So how do we deal with that?
So
being distracted.
How do we deal with that? And then we have a really cool question, Kev, that's very specific, but it's about pitching a TV show.
Okay.
And I think you'll have a fun answer for that.
Yeah, please. Done a couple of those.
So we have a couple of really good ones coming up. Ooh, this one. Also, standing out amongst your peers. I like that one.
Being a
queen.
Thank you. Okay.
Of course.
You guys, we will take a little break. And we'll be right back on this edition of Ask the Manager Monday.
Whoa.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Be sure to send your questions to info@bettertogetherwithmaria.com or on Instagram @bettertogetherwithmaria. For an 8x10 personalized signed photo or transcript of today's show, send a self-addressed stamped envelope, care of Ask the Manager, 17328 Ventura Boulevard, P.O. Box 311, Encino, California, 91316. And now, back to Ask the Manager. Stay crisp, Queens.
And stay crisp, we will.
Yes, stay crisp on this Monday. Listen, no soggy Mondays here, people. You know, maybe we should just tell everyone it's their Monday. Why do the men, the bosses and the, you know, and the partners and the, why does everyone have to have our Monday?
I don't know.
Should we take back Monday?
Hell yeah. Let's take back Monday.
I love it. Right?
I like this initiative.
I like it. Okay. Well, at least on Ask the Manager Monday, it's our day. We can say that. So you can calmly explain to whomever in your life, excuse me.
Actually.
It was just announced on Ask the Manager Mondays that today's my day.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'll be over here.
I don't make the rules.
I'll get back to uploading my TikTok video now. Leave me alone, boss.
Leave me alone. Bye.
Okay.
All right, Kevin. Question number two. Madison from New York wants to know if you have any tips on staying present. She says her phone distracts her 24/7. She knows it's not good, but doesn't know how to fix it.
No, that's hard.
It's hard.
The obvious one.
Throw your phone.
You have to either shut the phone off. I invested $20 a month in a heel phone, I call it. That is a phone that I can use if I break down or in any kind of emergency, or if I forget my wallet. I have Apple Pay on it. But other than that, no one has the number. You're looking at me with that look. I know because you have it. But
I was going to say, I didn't save it. And so every time you text me from it, I'm like, who is this? Oh, it's Kevin.
Yeah.
I want it to be your heel phone.
But anyway, you might not be able to afford that.
Yeah.
I think it's just the phone timeouts. But you'll only feel better afterwards. Yeah. Like, it only feels better afterwards. And my God, like, it is addicting. And we're all so trained to pick that thing up. You know, I'll say it's hard in all the areas. I'm front row at WrestleMania, ringside. And if you're not a wrestling fan, but at least understand, whether it's race cars or wrestling or the ballet, like, everyone has their thing they're interested in that the rest of us are like, what are you, crazy? So whatever your thing is, just imagine being in the most premier seating, your favorite concert, you're in the front row of Taylor Swift. Like, you're standing and looking up right up at Taylor. Obsessed. Those are the seats we have. And I love wrestling, and I've loved it for decades. Our whole family loves it. And we adopted these dogs that we rescued the week before. And, you know, right before the main event, I'm like, oh, I just can't wait to go home and be with the new babies, with Bobo and Chubby and Charlie. And it hit me. I'm like, there I go again. I'm like, excited about what's ahead rather than just being present and like, where I am. And so I think we're all like that. So I try harder to just stay present. I'll bring it back to wrestling. One night, there's a wrestler named Kevin Nash. And there was some award ceremony that Sean X Pac Waltman, and you probably will hear my interview with him on addiction this week. Mm-hmm. And Sean invited me to this award ceremony, and it was Sean and his friend Kevin Nash, and then Scott Hall and Shawn Michaels, and you know, it was their group of friends. And Sean knows I love wrestling, and he invited me, and I know he did it like to, you know. Throw me a bone. You know, yeah, he wanted to do something nice for me, and it was wonderful. So we were all sitting at a bar after the event, and I was sitting next to Kevin Nash, and everyone just around. And it was an empty bar in Vegas, and I'll never forget Kevin just saying, "Hey, wait." I want to get a picture of this. He's like, really? He's like, yeah. He's like, hey, bartender, do you mind taking a photo of all of us? He's like, I'm just really enjoying this right now, this moment.
How cool.
And I thought that was, yeah. Oh,
I love that.
And so I think we all have to work harder on like, okay, come on. Like, I had a friend mentored Marie and I when we first came out here, lovely gay couple that knew everyone in old Hollywood and was so valuable to have. It was Randall, this guy Randall, and it's so valuable to have him in our lives because he, you know, coming out from where we came from, dealing with these studio heads, they were just, you know, we were just ping pong balls. We don't know. We don't know the culture. We don't know the climate. We don't have the sophistication, but he did. So he would always see all their moves coming because he was friends with Lucille Ball and Ann Miller, like crazy. But we would like, I remember just driving around with him in his Caprice Classic.
Yeah.
And we were just telling stories, and it was, you know, driving around the neighborhoods of Van Nuys, and running, maybe even running errands. I'll never forget, like, he turned around, and he's like, isn't this so fun, guys? And I'm like, yeah, it actually is a lot of fun. But again, it was people like that who know enough to just enjoy the present
moment. Yeah.
You know, even like us, you know, me, you and DJ Pooji Pooch, you know, just going on our coffee runs. Like, don't we always laugh? Yeah. Aren't there always jokes? Yeah. Like, you know, it's just, yeah, enjoying more of that. And being in the moment. So yes, shut the phone off and whatnot, but also, like, I think just remind ourselves, like, hey, if when you're feeling kind of good, I mean, I'll give you more TMI. I collect these old humidifiers from the 1960s.
I have one in my room right now.
Yes. Uh-huh. And the noise and the sound is so soothing, and the little, like, sprinkles of water that dance upon your nose. you know, it brings me probably back to a time in childhood when I was in my bed and that was on. I felt safe because I was away from all my monsters, you know. But there's times where, like, I'll just put that on. And Bobo, actually, he last night, he put his nose in front of me. He's like, what's this? And I don't know. It's just even that, like, that little moment, I'm like, oh, this is nice. Yeah. You know, like, this is nice. And I'm just in a bed and this, you know, this old, like, thing is spraying water on me. And I don't have to be in a mansion. I don't have to be, I could be in it anywhere.
Yeah.
As long as it's safe and clean, I'm happy. But it was just like, this feels good. This is kind of nice. So I think it's really moments of just, just kind of giving ourselves that little pinch and going, you know what? Hey, wait, stop. Yeah. This is kind of cool. Like, yeah. Oh, this, look around, or this, you know. Maria's parents, very good at this. Always when whether we'd walk or drive, they'd be like, stop, look at those flowers. Oh my goodness, look. Mm. Go up and smell them and you see Maria.
Yeah.
Very much so. And then every time Maria leaves this house, when things are in bloom, she runs out, smells, you know, all that stuff. I don't know.
I love that.
You know, the mornings now it's a chore because I have 5 dogs and they all, you know, 3 of them are not potty trained and they're very, codependent, very, they have serious detachment issues. It's a lot of juggling and they're very finicky about whoever fed them. They're very finicky. So it's really a chore to get them all fed and pooped and peed and diapered and all the poop cleaned up and the urine sprayed away. And, you know, but I don't know. I have found ways to make that, to be present even with that. Like, yeah. We have spa music that I'll just put on and just listen to that and just kind of do it and just be like, hey, you know what? I'm not in below zero weather working construction right now, you know, so that always helped me too.
Dr. Nicole gave us a cool tip, Dr. Nicole Opera, who's the holistic psychologist. And if you're able to, like, get out and, like, feel the earth, like, take your shoes off, hug a tree. Like, seriously, it sounds funny, but it, like, connects you with the ground.
Yeah, it's important.
And it grounds
bare
you.
Bare feet in the grass, bare feet in the sand
exactly.
At the beach.
Grounding,
I know.
Grounding you makes you more present. More. So I need to do it more, too.
So do I. For our bodies. Even I think our body, like, body chemistry.
Yes, it craves it. So that's something that I want to try and do more. And also, I want to be less, I think our generation especially is so quick. Like, at a concert or this or that, like, to whip out our phones and record.
Yeah,
and it's just like, no, put your phone away and actually, like, look with your own eyes. Don't look through a device. So,
right. I mean, you know, it's funny with the whole, I get, like, maybe getting a moment.
Sure, of course.
Obviously, a photo moment's nice because we can remember the evening. But, yeah, when I see all the video cameras thing. Come out, I'm like, wait, everyone's going to be uploading this on YouTube.
Yes.
So I don't understand, like, what. why yours is going to be more special than, I don't know. But listen, unless that's your jam, meaning like creating those videos and putting them up on YouTube. I mean, I don't know, but yeah, I think there's just much more to be said to being present.
Yeah in the moment.
But it's something we now have to work on that we never had to.
Mm.
I think generations ago, it was like, oh, I made a pitcher of lemonade. Come sit on the porch.
Totally.
Or as they say in Boston, on the potch.
Potch.
And, that's what it was like when I was a little kid, like that, you know, that was enough. But now, you know, we're like snakes.
We move and groove.
We move and groove and we move and groove too fast. So yeah, Good question. And again, a second one, not easily answered.
These are good questions today.
Yeah, really putting the managerial staff to the test.
That's right. Well, this one, Kev, is a little more...
I haven't announced the Three Stooges marathon that's going to start up next month. We're very excited here on TV 38. Yeah.
Cool.
And we'll be bringing back Creature Double Feature. So, yeah, it'll be an afternoon of monster movies. Every first Saturday of the month. Very exciting.
Very.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
Exciting.
Go ahead.
Okay. This question is from Erin from Arkansas. She said, I would like to pitch a reality television show about how to travel with your dog and visit animal rescues in every location we visit to show how easy and important it is to rescue. I have a sizzle reel ready, but don't know how to get it in the right hands. How would you recommend pitching a show like that?
Wow. So that's more specific. Okay. Tough. It's tough in the respect that she already did a lot of the right things. She shot a sizzle reel, because that's the first thing you know they want is a sizzle reel. And then if there are any talent that you want to have on board,
can you explain sizzle reel?
I'm sorry. Yeah. So sizzle reel used to be 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes. Now it's like, because the ADD factor and the fact that anyone can make sizzle reels, you used to have to. So if you know, a pilot is your first episode of a series.
Right.
Well, sizzle reel is supposed to just give you like a tease. It used to even be called a teaser reel. Mm-hmm. It just would be a tease, to tease what the show's going to be. Like, right. Show me what the show's going to be, how fun it's going to be, why I should buy it, why I should tune in. My advice would be to, if she hasn't already, I would go online and try to find them, because I bet you there are some sizzle reels that sold shows. That will give you an idea of what, how to do one. Again, take Coke, make
Pepsi.
Thank you. If you are working with talent, like let's say, oh my God, this nursing home's amazing. Like the staff is a bunch of characters. The people in there are characters. They have a totally new way of doing nursing home stuff. Not a place to die. It's a place to live, a place to have fun. Okay. Whoever you want to be on camera, you would want to get a talent release from them. That would say, they'll be under contract to you to do this, to go to series. And again, a lot of those, contracts are available online. It's like just standard ones. And, I've even done contracts with people where I'm like, hey, and you'll negotiate your salary with whatever big production company takes the show on, because oftentimes in this case, this person doesn't seem like she has a production company. So you're going to work with a production company and then they'll negotiate all that. But if you have the, at least the talent locked to you, then you can't be squeezed out of the project, which often happens.
Interesting. That's good.
Tip. So, yeah. And, but now let's talk about this. So she did the right thing. She got the scissor around and all that. The thing that's tough is I think, and I'm going to tell you about when you pitch. Most of us believe that we are led falsely to believe that the person in the meeting is super excited to say yes to a great idea. But when you think about, they're far more motivated to say no. Because a yes, money spent, the thing fails, black eye on them. They say no, just keep pushing papers around, you know, chances are much better they keep their job. So you can't leave it to the judges. You have to have like the one in a million idea or the one, you know. And while I would, if that show produced well, I would watch it. I'm pretty sure they would say there's no hook. So it's a hook. A hook is usually that one thing to make it different. Well, it could be hosted by one of the Kardashians who's in their part-time job as a big dog rescuer. Okay, done. Now we know we're going to have the Kardashian army behind this. That's going to get something like this, which is a general premise. That's going to get something like this over the goal line. The other way is to make what about the premise? Now, they were doing dog renovations and it didn't make it. It was a little slow. It was one show where they renovated dog shelters, which I thought was great. And it didn't make it. Wasn't probably promoted right. And it felt like it needed a little more. I mean, you have to think when you see some of these shows and the wow factor, you know, some of these reveals now on DIY shows. I mean, the stuff that they do so fast.
So wild.
I mean, when This Old House came out on WPBS Channel 2, WGBH in WGBH Boston, Channel 2 on PBS, when that came out, it was like an entire season working on a house. And don't even think the house ever got done. And now we're advanced to... It's one house per show, sometimes two houses per show.
They flip them like...
Yeah, so there's such a, oh my God, giant reveal. So much to live up to. And then when you think of TLC and 90 Day Fiancé, and you see like, what am I watching? The bar is so high. So there would have to be some other hook involved with that show. But I commend her for the idea and... because it's a good idea. And I also commend her for going out and doing the sizzle. And I would still say, look at some other sizzle, see if your sizzle lives up to it. And then I think I would try to get in touch with, I would ask myself, where does something like this play? So I would think about Animal Planet, if that even exists anymore. Excuse me, guys, because I don't watch as much of that kind of TV anymore. I'm much more into streaming. But there's the Dodo. Then I would think of what YouTube channels are out there that are all animal. Yeah. And it depends how passionate you are about this. Are you hosting it? Is this like your thing? And if it is that, then it's giving them every reason why they have to say yes. And one of those ways is seeing to it that they don't have to spend any money. So let's say you find that YouTube channel that this will perform wildly on. But you could say, hey, I'll shoot 12 episodes of this. I'll go to the shelters. I'll shoot everything. I'll edit it. Now, okay. In the short run, it's like, whatever, I'm doing all this work and I'm getting paid and I'm getting screwed and they're going to make millions. Okay, whatever. Or you can just take your ball and go home and do nothing. But you get yourself out there. You get yourself over. You get yourself on the map. You get the show on the map. The money will come. It will come. There's a million other ways to make money based on that. With the idea as it stands, I would say, I would look into those places and see about sending something in. Now, The other way is agencies, but the high level agencies won't respond. But maybe you can find a lower tier agency, talent agency, that would get it through. But I think you'd have better luck finding out, you know, who works in development at those places. Do your due diligence. Go on LinkedIn. Try to get them that way. And just tons of humility. Listen, it's a 3-minute tape. It's just 3 minutes of your time. And feel free to tell me it stinks. Because that's the other thing, too, is they're afraid to look at it. Because then what civilians do is, you saw my reel. And then a year later, there's another show like it. And then you sue them. Because they stole your idea. And that's why, so a lot of the agents and reps don't want to deal with civilians because like, I'm out. This is just going to be trouble. You know, this is just going to be a nightmare for me. So hat in hand, humble, you know, honored if you just look at this. And if it's good enough, it'll get through. And I think at the end of the day, if you're that passionate about it, because it is a good idea and we need it. But remember, there's another Hollywood saying too, there's only 6 ideas. And that's very true as well. Everyone thinks they have the idea. No. The idea is most of them are very basic. It's a basic idea. It's something I would watch, which means it's good, but it's a basic idea. So it's not like the most original premise. So then it comes down to what can make your idea different if you're going to even just keep it that way. Well, the fact that maybe you can be the one to shoot 12 episodes yourself and edit it yourself. And then if you do that, maybe just put it out there yourself and put it on your own YouTube channel. With good search engine optimization, where people who love animals and love pet rescue will go there and find it. Or the other thing, these are all the fail-safe ideas, you might want to connect with a pet charity and say, hey, would you guys get on board this? Is that something that would interest you? Why don't you guys, you know, I'll do all the work. I'll get this thing going. And by the way, that might be your in. You might want to get a strong pet charity.
Smart.
Partner them in. So half the proceeds will go to them. Okay. Make them producing partners. But now when you contact the Animal Planet, if that even exists, or the Dodo, whoever, you can say, oh, I'm contacting on behalf of blank, blank charity. This is our first reality show. We're super excited. And would you give it a look?
Credibility.
The other thing I think is more, you know, as more it gets downloaded to me, you could look into celebrities who love pet rescue. And you could look into even showrunners and executives that love pet rescue and see if you can wrangle them. Hey, can I get you, would you like to produce this? I'll offer you profit participation as well and a producing credit, or I would love you to, would you consider hosting it? Or would your production company want to produce this? And again, if you have a really good sizzle and you have like everything kind of your package tight, maybe they'll say yes, because it's no work for them. And then show up at a couple of Zoom meetings. You don't even have to schlep around town anymore. So, I don't know. Hopefully, there's something in there. And then know that usually it's never your first show. It's probably your 12th or 13th you sell. Doesn't mean you can't sell the first one. But just don't be discouraged and keep going. And then maybe my advice, though, is either make these things yourself and try to do something with it. Or what's the big, big hook? What's the big hook?
Like,
you know, like even pit bulls and parolees, they would put, you know, it was I think a bunch of ex-cons who rescued pit bulls. So you see how you have a little, like it's more than just right? So I don't know. Is it, you know, like I was just thinking today how on that old show Oz on HBO, there was, they had some of the prisoners deal with pets, like they were training pets for, you know, various services while they're in prison. But they knew it was a good way for the cons to connect, you know. But again, like if that would be a great show.
Be a great show.
You know, that would be a great show too. So, yeah. Or, you know, are there doggy matchmakers? Is there some kooky, eccentric doggy matchmaker out there that, you know, takes the down and out dog and the down and out human being and pairs them and it's magic?
I love that.
You know, is there that, right? Mm-hmm. So, again, these are just some of the things to consider. But keep trying and keep swinging. Listen, I'm still swinging away myself. And there's times I'll go into meetings and be like, this is a layup. This is, and I just get the no. So you just have to keep trying. And the beauty is today you can just do things on your own. Again, like that, even like that show on TikTok, on a TikTok channel would be fantastic.
I Facebook. I mean,
so, you know, remember what we always say here on Ask the Manager. You say no, we say
yes.
Oh my God. Kelsey, Pooja.
I don't remember.
Oh, see, it's not just me.
Pooja, one more time.
Oh no.
You say no.
So what?
We say.
You're soft, so what?
You're soft, so what?
That's.
We move and we grew.
That's not Ask the Manager.
Oh, no.
You say no, we say next.
Oh.
Oh.
So when you hear a no.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, well, we've gone over it. No, go look in your notes. Go look in some of our posts. Okay. But when you hear no's, when you're pitching this thing, you go next.
Next. Yeah, we have talked about that.
Yes.
You're right.
Yeah.
You say no.
Now we will never forget that.
You say no, we say
next.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Next.
And if you want to be nice, thank you. Next.
Thank you.
Oh, we did have this whole thing.
Yeah, and on to the next.
Thank you.
So Maria sometimes hears that no and she just wants to curl up a ball. I'm like, no, next.
Next.
Bye, B.
Yeah.
Kelsey puts her hand up and goes, bye, B.
Yeah. Bye, B. That's right. All right, Kev, we have another really good one. Different subject, but John from Sacramento wants to know where do you find the strength to keep giving to others in a world or industry that isn't so kind?
Well, there's your motivation right there.
Boom.
You don't want to be like them.
I like it.
You know how many times I would say Roxy, Mike Rocks, she'd say, Kev, we'd be so frustrated. She's like, oh my God, we should do what they're doing and steal their talent. Or we should make the rules tougher here. Or we should we should just have less hosts. We shouldn't offer as much education. I said, but we can't. And I said, why can't we, Rox? And she would go, because we're the good guys. And that's what we used to always say. Mm. Like, can't. Unfortunately.
We're the good guys.
We're the good guys. And somebody has to stand up and be the one. And I think I always have to remind Maria too, because sometimes she'll look back and go, why did, we do X, Y, and Z. We shouldn't have done that, or don't do this, or and I'll say, I don't look back, and the good things I was able to do and the place I was able to give, whether the people appreciate it or not, I don't look back and say, I wish I didn't. I'm proud that I did. And I feel like, I don't know, people at the end of their lives, I've said this before, but when people are on their deathbeds, at least all the ones I've dealt with, and I've dealt with many, unfortunately and fortunately, because, I was given this blessing. It's never about how much money they made. It's always about, that one time this guy was down and out and I was the one who did, tell me more. It's all those things that they're proud of is when they did the right thing, when they stood up, to the bad guys, or they were generous, or they were kind, or they were forgiving. Those are the things. Those are the things that I have found that people on the way out find most important. So, keep on keeping on, but remember the old Star Trek quote from 1966. We don't have that here on TV 38. We,
no.
Channel 56 has it. Unfortunately, those bastards over at WLVI. Dale Dorman.
We hate him.
Hate.
Dale.
Anyway. but great line. Evil generally triumphs unless good is very careful. And so to that person, I say, maybe just be more careful with who you give your goodness and your light to. Mm. If it's somebody who's going to take advantage of it and zap your energy, hurt you, use it against you, maybe you say,
bye, B.
Bye, B.
Bye, B.
Bye, B.
Yeah.
And maybe it's more like that. And then it's also divorcing from outcomes, like divorce yourself from expecting their thanks. And, but, you know, I have been working on this. Listen, I relate to what you're saying in the respect I've had charges. If you don't know what charges are, it's, how would you say, Kelsey? It's kind of like,
when you, I would say it's like a pent up sort of
angst or anger. Certain things
just tick you off.
And it's based on things in your past or whatever, your wiring. But for years,
they're suppressed typically.
A lot of the panhandlers in LA really would bother me. Mm. It would really get me angry. You know, God bless you, sir. You get $5. And, you know, you'd see that they were, at that time, they were stronger than me. They were healthier than me. They looked, you know, I'm like, wait, why don't you? And it just made me angry, you know? And then Maria reminded me, you know, like, you don't know their story. So now I divorce myself from my judgment, any outcome. Maybe they are just taking advantage of me for that extra $5 or $10 or a dollar. Like, maybe, okay, that's fine. But, you know, I don't know their story. They might really need the help. And I've been blessed, thank goodness. And, you know, so it's a way for me, but I understand what he's saying, what John's saying there. Because for years I would give that, you know, my mentor, you guys got to meet this week. You know, he was bothered. Some guy came up to him and said, listen, I don't have money. I don't have anything on me. He's like, I need you to buy me this, whatever. And my friend, who's a multi millionaire, bought him whatever he needed. It was like a sandwich or something. And then the guy like just pulled out like the most expensive iPhone and started talking away. And it hit the charges in my friend. Ooh. And I just said, you know, let it go. Like, you did the right thing in that moment. Like, you know, and you don't know his story. Maybe you don't know the story. So I think when you divorce from outcome, and expectations and just do and move on to the next, I think that's the way to go. And then just, you might have to be a little more selective, but keep being you.
Yeah.
We don't really need any more of the other kind. Believe me, plenty.
Plenty.
Oh my goodness. We grow them on trees. Now, you know, the truth is we vibrate higher and then we also just vibrate lower and lower and then we vibrate higher and higher. So it's just always going to be that cross section of people.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on. So anyway,
great answer. Do we have one more in ya, Manager Kev?
Do we have to take a commercial P money?
I think we should.
All right. One more break on this Monday. I want to keep my energy up because we have decided it's our day.
Hell
I'm so
yeah.
excited that today, I never, all I know, these years,
is,
I didn't
really
know Monday
huge.
Was my day.
Yeah, it's ours.
It's our day. Okay. We'll be right back.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eches? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on wonderful pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Be sure to send your questions to info@bettertogetherwithmaria.com or on Instagram @bettertogetherwithmaria. For an 8x10 personalized signed photo or transcript of today's show, send a self-addressed stamped envelope, care of Ask the Manager, 17328 Ventura Boulevard, PO Box 311, Encino, California 91316. And now, back to Ask the Manager. Stay crisp, Queens.
Always staying crisp.
Always staying
on
crisp.
Our day this Monday.
Woo!
Pooji, you can just let, honey, you can. You are DJ Pooji Pooj. We don't want to dim your light.
Yeah, that was your light.
Oh, that was an accidental dim of the light.
To click, and then if I re-click it, we'll restart.
Don't let anyone flicker your light.
Oh,
okay, that might be a new one.
That was fun.
Yeah,
okay. Cool. Yeah, I brought receipts. Oh. What?
Okay. Pooji and I are like, oh. All right.
Yes.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Love it.
What else do we have for questions?
All right. For our last question of this lovely Ask the Manager, Monday, Camilla from Boston wants to know, hey, Kev, how do you stand out among your peers when you're going into the industry? Or really just in general. Okay. But I like the industry tip.
So the one thing that you look at everything you can control. So unfortunately, you're not going to be able to control the fact that, I don't know, the producer you want to hire you is going to hire his friend from college. You're not going to be able to control the fact that the producer is hiring someone they have a crush on. Or someone that, you know, So you got to look at like, okay, there's so much of this that I'm going to have no control over. And especially our business, which is why this business drives people crazy. Because they see more people, especially who are overachievers, they've been, you know, straight A students, and you know their families told them they're amazing, you're super talented, whatever, and they get out here and they're horrified because, like, wait, I don't understand. Like, I grew up in an A plus B equals C. Like, I work hard, I get an A, but out here, I always say the laws of gravity don't apply. In the real world, you know, I throw something up in the air, it comes down, but in our business, I throw something up in the air, does figure eight, a loop-de-loop, goes like boomerangs around, like it might hit you in the back of the head. So you have to come in knowing that, so you prepare your mindset for that. But then, what can we control? Mm. Well, and I've heard this from athletes too. Larry Bird used to say this, but then there was another guy, Prefontaine, who was a runner who died young, but the one thing he would always say is like, I can work harder. You know, Larry Bird would say, no one's going to outwork me. You might be able to jump higher. You might be able to shoot better. You might be faster, stronger, but no one will outwork me. I will outwork everybody. And that went for his practice and that went for in during the game. So you can control that. You can be the one there that's early. You can be the one that stays late. You can be the one that says, do you need anything else? To your bosses and the other people there. You can be the one to say, I'm not getting paid for this, but I'll stay and I'll do it. Don't worry about it. I want to get this ball over the goal line. And that makes you stand out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, always having that, am I bringing value? I'm just here to bring value. So when you go in and apply for these jobs, you're just here to bring value. You're not here to even though, yes, ultimately, your ultimate goal is to get into the business and to stand out and to be successful, but that's your long-term goal. Your short-term goal is, I want to bring value to this. And how can I serve? How can I bring value? And ask yourself that, and then ask the people you're working for. So when you do that, you stand out ahead of everybody. And by the way, like I used to say to, you know, with the, now it's the Gen Zs, but I would say to the millennials, I'm like, listen, the fact that your workforce is much lamer than the one before you is a great thing because you can work. You're the one who's going to stand out.
Yeah.
Kelsey.
Thank you.
You know, yeah. Roxy, Steph, Jeff, like, all the kids that have worked for me, Steven, all stood out because they worked hard. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so it's actually a good thing. So if you're coming into this business, and good, let everyone complain and be lame. Let everyone fight for their crumbs and let their egos get involved. No, you be the one, blinders on, you work harder, you provide more value. And you know, and then you really be careful with your choices. And no one tells you that about our business. You'll hear, hey, work hard, get used to rejection, and you know, you're always, and they're right. But nobody tells you the importance of wise choices. And unfortunately, because very few of us are insiders in this business, unless you're like a Drew Barrymore, who's like fourth generation, most of us, you know, well, not most, I would say, no, there's a lot of people who are like in this business for a long time. And they're the, unfortunately, they're the worst because A, they don't appreciate it, B, they're over it, and C, they know how to play the game. Mm-hmm. And the rest of us don't. So all we have is like what we can control, which is how hard we work, the value we bring, but then also our choices. You know, who are we're going to align with? You know, are we going to be I can't tell you how many film shoots I've been on, guys, where I'll see a director and a producer that I know are going to have huge careers ahead of them. Or I'll see stars who are going to have huge careers ahead of them. And it's not just my sixth sense. It's obvious. There's data to show, like, well, God, look at their work and what they've done in the past, whatever. And yet, I will see people buddy up to the complainers on the set, the whiners, the troublemakers. And I can't tell you, at the end of it all, I will say, congratulations. You just lost proximity to the future Quentin Tarantino, but you gained a couple of Facebook friends, which, by the way, Pooch, I mean, I know I'm dating myself. Maybe it would be in your world, TikTok followers, which that's nothing to sneeze at. No, wait a second. So, you know, right? All you need in this world, I think, is a strong collection of Facebook friends. You get a strong collection of Facebook friends and you can take over the world.
Absolutely.
I know this.
Absolutely.
The likes and the comments you receive. No, really. Why have to be like that, Kelsey? Why are you laughing at me?
I don't know. Now my nose is running.
How many times do I see this? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, and then remember, you know, here's a fun fact. 50,000 thoughts come in our brain a day.
Is that true?
40,000 are negative.
Jesus Christ.
So you wonder why on most, you know, most people are negative. Mm. And most people that you work with are, especially not in the Midwest, people are very nice from my experience. But you deal with like cities where life is hard, you know, and the East Coast and the West, you know, everyone has the same tattoo on their buttock that says IFF. Everyone's from the IFF Foundation that they got in their brains aft. Mm. And misery loves company. And then that's the whole thing. Like, let's go to the bar and let's just all sit and complain.
Yeah.
You know, rather than talk about all this really cool thing we're creating and how can we, you know. So, and then, you know, your presentation means a lot. You should be organized. If you're not organized, get organized because it will help you with success and it'll certainly help you in our business because you may have to come into our business to serve someone powerful. And you need to be organized to serve them because they might be a creative hot mess, mm-hmm. but super creative, but a hot mess in their personal life or in their, you know, outside of the business. Or I've heard that Jim, the Avatar creator and Titanic director, Jim, mm-hmm. Really, you guys, you can tell, I'm sorry, because of what's going on in my body, I have massive brain fog. He is a massive, he started as an editor, he's one of our biggest directors in the business, but I knew someone to work for him and he would say, and he was nice about it, but he said, listen, my life runs like a Swiss watch. The reason I do so much and get so much done is because I operate at this level.
James Cameron.
So to be able to serve him, think about how organized and forward thinking you have to be. Mm. So get yourself organized, you know, and I love the idea of standing out is like getting, I'm always reminding Kelsey and Pooja about one of the most important things in business, again, that you don't hear much about. One is anticipation. The other is we experienced it today.
Well, a couple things. Presentation?
No, which is important.
I'm going to go to the
booth. Let's take it to there
proximity.
You go. We're going to go to the booth.
Like punctuality?
Proximity. Mm-hmm. Right? You guys had a big meeting today and you're like, oh my God, I learned this and I learned this. And like, then you got like all these gifts. And so and I go, guys, I don't even want to bring you to this because I felt bad. I didn't want to take you away from your work. But the importance of Pooja.
Proximity.
Proximity. Proximity to proximity. The right people. So when you want to stand out from everyone, get that job for that powerful person. Know that they're very high functioning and going to be high demanding because that's the bigs. Mm-hmm. And that's another whole other like, oh my God. But you will learn a ton and you will get proximity to the most incredible people. Kelsey, like think of who you've met mm-hmm. over the couple of years, right? So getting proximity, you give to get. So in other words, you don't go up and go, oh, can I work for you? It seems like working for you would be awesome. No. Hey, I'm a fan of you and your brand, and I would just have to support your vision. I'm organized. I'm great with people. I can handle it. And by the way, if you can't do those things, that's okay. Then don't step up for that person. There's other things you can do. But being organized is going to serve you anyway. But giving of yourself to the right people, and by the way, even if they're not hiring, hey, it's going to be something I can do for you. I can help you on your social media for free. I can help you. I can build your website. I can, you know, I've had people just say, I'll drive you places. Like, what can I do? I just want to mm-hmm. be near your brain and learn. We were, again, talking about positive people versus negative people. And I said this a few weeks ago, but there's an announcer named Pat McAfee at wrestling. He's also a former NFL kicker and he's a big podcaster. And this is a super positive guy. And when he got his job with the WWE, they were like the negative, you know, IFF member civilian said to him, yeah, good luck to you having to sit there with a headset on and have Vince McMahon barking in your ear for 3 straight hours. And his response, his take on it, which would be mine, is like, oh my God,
how lucky.
A multi self-made billionaire is gonna be in my ear for 3 hours. Oh, sign me up. How to get proximity, to get that knowledge. I'm all effing. So you have to have that perspective. Now, first of all, someone who's looking to stand out already has, I can already tell by her question, mm-hmm. already has that great perspective because she's thinking like, hey, how do I get the gold star? What do I need to do? Humble enough to ask. And then presentation is important. Listen, you might not have the best car or the most money or whatever, but today, Adam Cole has a great quote, no better time to be poor. I mean, you guys, color TVs when I was growing up for like a small, like 9-inch color TV that weighed, I don't know, like 100 pounds. Like you didn't even, it was like $350. Sony Trinitron. Go look it up.
Wow.
And today, right? For $200, I can get a giant flat panel.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the same with clothes. You can always find today, Target has like brought their brand way up. There's always really nice outfits there that can make you presentable. And for dollars, you can tailor clothes to your body, to give them a custom feel or look good to your frame. But, and for anyone who thinks, oh, well, presentation shouldn't be based on that. Well, okay, I don't make the rules. I just want you to win. You ask me how you want to stand out. That's how you stand out. And again, are you going to go to that hamburger place if like it's a paper plate for a sign and it's handwritten and it's like there's dirt everywhere? And no, because the presentation's off. So that's just life. And if you, you know, have a car, you know, you don't want like something that's all beat up. I mean, something that, you know, could be just a nice little hatchback, whatever, but you keep it clean. You keep, you know, I'm always on Kelsey, but I'll just clean it for her. But but it's very important because, you know, you want to show, you know, Kelsey, we're at a major event with a lot of money people and Kelsey looked great, you know, just really stood out. And then there's a way to, to not overdress because, you know, Maria's first assistant, Meredith, used to have these 6-inch heels. And, you know, how can you like move and groove?
Function. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. You really need to be able to move fast. You need to be. So it's got to be in that line between, okay, I look great, I look professional, but I can also work too. So I think that applies to most jobs. I don't think that just all applies to Hollywood, but those are some of those things. And always remember when you are looking for advice from people, the person on the bar stool next to you, the only advice that person is going to give you is advice based on one thing, keeping you on that bar stool next to them.
Yep.
And parents and loved ones often are going to give you advice that keeps you safe and keeps you out of pain. And then that, again, that's a parental instinct that's relevant. However, you know, you got to take some, may have to take some lumps. You definitely got to take some lumps. No risk, no reward, you know, to get up the ladder. And that's why it's really important. Even if you can get mentors that are in our business that are smart. And again, to get them, you have to serve them. Mm-hmm. What can I do for you? Like I said, when I first got in the business, there was one guy, I did everything. I used to clean his apartment. I used to, you know, change the oil on his car, anything he needed. I'm like, I'm in. And we hung out, we watched games together. It was great. But, man, I wouldn't have made it. I owe everything to this guy because he was, oh my God, he was such a mensch. But I knew, I was like, why would he, like a lot, that's the other mistake too. Will you be my mentor? It's like, wait, what? Like most people are so overwhelmed and scared. They're scared to help a lot of times too, strangers, but they're so overwhelmed with their own lives. Mm. The way to stand out, which was the original question, is to go up to that person and say, hey, I know you, I know your brand. I just know, what can I do to be part of it, to help you? My skill set is this, and everyone has talent. I can edit, I can do websites, I can do social media, I can take pictures, I can drive you, I can just run errands. One day a week, I can give you all Tuesday and run all your errands. And I have references, you can talk to this, like, you know, I know it sounds crazy, but please, you know, maybe there's, you know, can I write articles for your blog? Like whatever I can do, I just want to support your brand. I don't need money, thank God, right now. You know, I've got money saved or whatever the case is. I just, I really believe in what you're doing and would love to be part of it. Make it as little about you as possible and as much about them and see what happens. So
manager.
So we are ready.
We learned a lot today.
Ready. And you know what, Kels?
What?
And Pooji Pooj, DJ Pooji Pooj. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say this right now. As much as I love our English announcer, and she is a queen.
She is an ultimate queen.
Ultimate queen. I'm gonna say this, Pooji. Pooji, why don't you get me Burning Love, Burning Love, First Time.
Whoa.
Yes, he sang it for the first time live. Yes, there it is. He had the blue suit, the blue jumpsuit, okay? And if you notice this, Elvis sings this really fast because he doesn't quite know the song yet.
Oh, no.
He even flubs the lyrics. But you know what? I like the pace. And it's just what we need to take us through the rest of this week.
Hell yeah.
So we don't have a signature out. What did we?
We do.
Well, we didn't say it was official. Just it was kind of like a lame one. What was our?
We out.
Oh, man. Really? By the way, we didn't even say let's get right to business.
Oh,
Like Dan and Dana said on The Real Ask the Manager.
Real cooked today.
We're going to spring a new song on you tonight.
Whoa.
Wow. Yep. We're going to spring a new one on you people for the week.
If we goof it up, just
yeah. Just be patient with us, Peel Squad, right. If we goof it up.
It may take a little while, but we'll get it right.
We're going to get it right. You guys, okay. It's going to be an amazing week. Hopefully some of these lessons you can put into effect, right? And don't you worry. We'll be back on Friday.
That's right, we will be.
And Elvis are out. Crank that up, DJ Pooji Pooj. Girl, 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 you're gonna set me on fire. He's literally reading off a piece of paper.
That's amazing.
My brain is flaming, and I don't know which way to go. Your kisses lift me higher.
By the way, shout out to Elvis' backup band as he got older, the full orchestra.
This is fast.
It is really fast. It's fun.
See a little shake of the hips? He wasn't doing that as much in the 70s. See his girls dance in the back? All great. All amazing singers.
Their go-go boots are everything.
Yeah. Miss Kathy Westmoreland right there. That was his muse. Can you imagine just being that pure with your singing? No. Today, like, it's so much effects. And
I know.
I mean, there's certain singers you guys backstage, there's someone else singing on the mic with them.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's why when you hear someone like, Adele or whatever, you're like, holy
shit. Yeah, no, she's gifted. But I just love these men and women because they didn't have the training. The formal training is what you say. Anyway, people.
I'm just a hunk of hunk.
Yeah.
Just a hunk of hunk of
burning. It's going to be a great week. Kelsey Alexander Meyer.
Great.
Pooja, no middle name there.
Kevin, no middle name on their bio. And Vincenza. And Marie. Vincenza Marie.
We'll see you on Friday. Woo! We out. Always the big finish. Yeah.